singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at
clouds. Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. The Robinson Film Center has just unveiled their new digital production system. And here in the Knoll Foundation studio this morning to discuss this upgrade with me is Alexander Kent, the executive director of the Robinson Film Center here in Shreveport. Alex, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So at the end of this year, the film industry, as I understand it, will be phasing out 35 millimeter prints, which is the end of an era when you really think about it, because 35 millimeter prints have been like the standard for a long time. What has this meant for the Robinson? I know you had to do a whole lot of fundraising to get new equipment, but how is this going to also help you enhance your movie-going experience for your viewership?
You know, number one, and very simply, it keeps our doors open, because at the end of the year, if you can't show digital cinema, you can't show first-run films, and that would be a major problem for us. Our business model would be kaput. So to have that funder support to do that is just a wonderful bit of support for us. You know, number two, now that we have digital, and that format is increasingly kind of dominating the distribution world of film, we have access to more stuff. And not just first-run features, but classics that are being transferred to this format. We just got done showing Singing in the Rain, a film released in 1952, and when we watched it, it looked like it was shot yesterday.
So it's really, the visuals are being enhanced quite a bit.
Basically, the difference between digital and 35 is, you know, 35 is a wonderful format. I fell in love with it. I grew up with it. But in comparison to the projectors that we have bolder, brighter, crisper images. They're just absolutely beautiful. And the sound, which is also was converted from analog to digital, is much richer and it's much fuller. So the movie-going experience at RFC just kind of got a serious makeover. The pictures look amazing. It's much better than we expected it was going to be. When you watch these classics, they replicate how they would have looked when they were released to a theater for the first time. The difference might be is our projector might be actually brighter. And the sound might actually be better. So these classics have never looked or sound better, and that's fun. And the next one we're popping up is Streetcar Named Desire for silver screenings. I think it's like August 20th. And then we're going to show some matinees after that as well. So people will get a chance to see these old classic films. Fortunately, that one's about Louisiana. It's exciting as a moviegoer, and that's exciting as a entertainment destination to have that type of pristine technology. We're really happy with the upgrade.
Now, you had a lot of major support from a lot of community organizations. Would you like to let folks know who kind of chipped in and really helped you out?
We had wonderful support from the Grayson Foundation, the City of Shreveport, the Beard Foundation, DDA, IOTC, Powers Foundation. So many organizations came together and chipped in to make this a reality. It's something that we could not have done on our own. We had anonymous donors. We had people who donated $25. We had people who donated quite a bit more than that. So it was really nice to see our city in our philanthropic community and our, you know, public funding get really excited about an opportunity like this, because you know, hopefully this, you know, it's like radio. You guys went to digital. You kind of know what that was about. It's a huge, huge undertaking. And you basically have to replace the entire guts of what you do. And that's what we did. So, and that's not something that we could afford out of our operating budget. We have two theaters. We don't sell that much popcorn. That's how movie theaters make money. So it was just wonderful to see the city step up and all those funders step up and say, hey, we want this.
And it just follows one of the things that I've always said is a great community has great people doing things together to make things happen, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's something that's really unique about this community. everywhere, you know, every city I've ever lived in, people want to get involved in the arts organizations. But in a city our size, which isn't terribly large, people not only want to get involved, they want to talk to you about it, and they want to be part of the process. They're curious about it, and they're very concerned about the health of these types of arts organizations that make our city distinct and vibrant and fun and entertaining and a place to that's worth living every day. You know, I think the arts play a big role in quality of life, but that quality of life takes a big investment. And it's very, very nice to see community leaders step up and say, hey, you guys have started. You're 5 years old. That's great. Let's give you another 10, 15. Yeah.
Now, in your educational role, you've got a rolling out of the summer film camp screening, which is this weekend. Can you tell us about some of the products that these kids have produced?
Yeah, our summer camps are probably the coolest things we do, I think, for I mean, I love our education programs, but for our education programs, I love seeing kids come together to take a script and make it a reality. So what they do is they spend a week together shooting, acting in, figuring out how to make sets, figuring out how to make costumes. They make the entire film, an original short film, together. It gets cut together, and we premiere it this weekend on our big screen. They get to watch it in their big digital projector. We invite them down on the weekend for free, kind of as a red carpet premiere for their summer work. We had over, I think it was 105 kids this summer, over 5 weeks. We generally work with about 20 at a time. It's really miraculous to watch these kids learn that film is not a passive entertainment medium. They learn that it's something that they can actively work in. And it's not just about being creative. It's about problem solving. It's about being assured of your own identity. It's about self-confidence. There's nothing more intimidating. I can talk in front of a microphone all day, putting a camera in front of me. I look like I'm in pain. All right. I mean, and these kids just have this, they develop this kind of fearlessness in front of the camera that I think comes in handy in all aspects of their lives. So I think our summer programs like that are just what makes the Robinson Film Center as a nonprofit. That's really it's wonderful, indispensable social good.
Well, on the educational level, you also have an interesting education program that I believe is getting ready to kick off, and that is your social studies program. One of the things you're going to be doing is analyzing presidential campaign commercials, and this is for older kids, but you're also going to be doing some screenwriting workshops, and you're going to look through the century of Louisiana films. Can you tell us about some of the other projects that you're working on for the educational series?
Yeah, during the school year, we do these multimedia workshops. Or multimedia talks in area at classrooms. Our education director, Megan Hostetler, goes into the class and in 90 minutes either helps them adapt a book into a film or takes them through a tour of Louisiana film history. Basically, that's offered as an enrichment to the curriculum of each school. We're trying to make what they do every single day in the classroom that much more meaningful by either putting a camera in their hands so they understand, oh, these things are actually things that are made. These are actually compositions. Or by showing them that they have personal connections or, you know, ideological connections to these movies. They're not just something that pop up on your TV and you watch and they go away. These movies, these stories, everything that they see on the web is about them in a one way or another, and we try and make that connection for them. So those programs happen all the way through the school year, and Megan is extremely busy. She's probably 4 and sometimes 5 days a week. She's in the classroom working with students on film history lessons and media literacy lessons. So I love that aspect of our programming as well.
Yeah. Now, for my future planning, and I'm a classic movie buff, so what would you, if you wanted to say were your big movies coming up from the classic movie genre that you're trying to score?
Well, number one is Streetcar Named Desire. Yeah. You got to see it on digital. It's Louisiana. It's New Orleans. You got to go. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks, during the week of August 20th. So that's going to be exciting. We are really trying to find classics that will kind of impress people visually. So for our family matinee series, there's actually nothing more fun to watch and hear than a film like Goonies, which it's actually kind of an eye candy piece. It's really, really pretty piece. It's got a lot of funny, scary stuff in it. We'll show that hopefully next month. We'd love to show something like Wizard of Oz coming up. For the people who love kind of cult film, we're looking at David Cronenberg's Videodrome, very dark from the 80s. But we're also looking at titles like Stanley Kubrick's 2001. Yeah. To see that in digital would be beautiful.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So we're going to trot out the very, very big films, maybe even Hitchcock's North by Northwest, to show people what this technology can do and why it should kind of renew their interest in what we do as a nonprofit film center.
Well, Alex, I want to thank you for stopping by today and sharing all of this.
Oh, I appreciate it.
That was Alexander Kent, the executive director of the Robinson Film Center here in Shreveport, joining me this morning in the Knoll Foundation studios here at Red River Radio. They have just converted their systems to a state-of-the-art digital projection system and are currently engaged in numerous educational initiatives for the community. If you'd like to learn more about their new system, their upcoming films, and their educational projects, you can visit them online at robinsonfilmcenter.org. That's robinsonfilmcenter.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
You'll never leave me, baby.